that star cowboy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. And Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Fool. He don't know what fear's about. He do 130 miles an hour, smiling at the camera with a toothpick in his mouth. He got a girl back home named Dixie Dawn, but he got honeys all along the way. And you ought to hear him screaming for the dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet.
Try another year. in your dancing shoes. There's one thing on your mind. Hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. Oh, and the shit show, the horror. You've seen your future bride. Yeah, but it's so, so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting and... that you came. So what you're scared for? Well, don't you always do the same? It's what you're there for. Don't you know the lights are flashing down in here tonight? And some might exchange a glance, but keep pretending to dance. Don't act like it's not happening, as if it's impolite to go and mention your name. Instead you'll just do the same as they all do and hope for the best. The only reason that you came. So what you scared for? Why don't you always do the same? It's what you're there for, but no! Sexy little swine, hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. And I said the shit shock horror. You've seen your future bride, yeah. Yeah, but it's all so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting.
Up suddenly and then enroll at the local college, earn me a degree, and I could work weekends if I work real hard. I could mow your backyard. I could go to Europe, travel with my friends. I could blow 1,000 Deutschmarks to get drunk in a pub with some Australians. Buy a giant backpack. Sew a flag on the back. Think never is enough, yeah, never is enough. I never wanna do that stuff. I think never is enough, yeah, never is enough. You never have to do that stuff. Never had to spend a summer planting trees. I never worked my way through forest inch by inch, doubled over on my hands and knees. Never spent a single day in retail, telling people what they want to hear, telling people anything to make a sale. Eating in the food court with the old. Your oyster shell. So what's that funny smell? You eat the Bible anyway. You're sick with salmonella. You get your PhD. How happy you will be when you get a job at Wendy's and are honored with Employee of the Month. We'll be right back.
Schlesig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
were torn from embrace and cast into the world, a screaming little boy and girl. We drew that first breath, we had some sense of what we'd left. It had me crying in my mother's arms. We learn to pay the rent. Yes, I learned to forget your face. The scent of your skin lingering like a shadow on a memory. And those strangers we meet, is it you? My highest love, my highest love, my highest love.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
friends are strangers now. The children are all gone. You're in the desert singing, drinking songs. Count your money. It's a blessing. At the end, you say that people change, but I don't think so. You want to win me over. Stop saying my name. I'm finished with you. Finished with you, yeah.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
I'd love to speak with Leonard. He's a sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him, even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom, like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home curtain, going home without the costume that I wore. He wants to write a love song, an anthem of forgiving, a manual for living with defeat. Doesn't have a burden, that he doesn't need a vision, that he only has permission to do my instant bidding, which is to say what I have told him to repeat. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without this costume that I wore. A sportsman and a shepherd. is a lazy bastard living in a suit.
Oh, was a warrior from the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War, with their fingers on their triggers, knee deep in gore. Days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees, they killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Thompson gunner, Roland the Thompson gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest, but of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch, Van Owen, blew off Roland's head. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner, Norway's bravest son, up the score. They can still see his headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who'd done him in. He found him in Mombasa in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun, he didn't say a word, but he blew out Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner. Talking about the man, Roland the headless Thompson gunner. Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but he still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley,